Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless. A huge welcome. Great to have you with us. Really is a privilege to take some time out this evening to hear from Carrie and Cody. You're going to love this interview, and Chantal and I had the privilege to spend 45 minutes with them on Wednesday and just really hear their hearts and catch up with them as a family first and foremost, and then hear all about the background to this song that really is touching millions and millions of lives all over the globe. So we're going to head straight into the interview now. You want to grab some tissues, might be a good idea, just a little pre-warning, okay? And they're good tears, by the way. And also grab your notepad and pen because they say some really profound things, which I believe is going to help many people. So come on, let's enjoy this together. So hey, so great to see you guys. Thanks for coming on and being part of our Soul Church 5 p.m. service.
Yes.
We really do appreciate you. I know you live big lives, so we really do value your time. So great to see you again.
Great to be here.
I wish we were really there in person because that part of the world is my favorite.
It's pretty special, hey?
Yeah. Yes.
Coming from California, it was very different, but now I appreciate it. The gorgeous English, you know, roads and houses and quaint little villages and
the Queen.
Men, my husband.
The best.
But, you know, you guys are full on. Are you in lockdown there? Tell us where you're at. Yes, you're in lockdown. It's been going on 4 weeks now, so.
Yeah, we're locked down in Nashville. Just trying to keep ourselves from getting cabin fever over here.
Yeah.
Trying to keep our kids busy.
You're still doing takeaways, right? Are people like, is like the fast food restaurant still open? Like I heard my friends in California saying that things are like still moving with fast foods and.
Yeah, you can get food to go from just about anywhere, which is awesome.
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, you can get it from there. Are they doing that there at all?
Very limited.
Yeah.
Very limited.
Yeah. They've closed McDonald's, guys. That's bad.
Wow,
I know. That's like, yeah.
It's painful.
It's painful.
Wow, that's a big deal.
So for a lot of our people from our church, you know, that kind of maybe aren't familiar with the both of you, can you just tell us a little bit about yourselves and your journey and your two gorgeous boys? Do you guys just want to fill us in a little bit on your adventure?
Sure.
Yeah, so we got married about 6 years ago. Oh, well, I say six. It's been 5 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But Cody and I, we met like 11 or 12 years ago. And Cody traveled with me full time in my worship band before we got married. And we were just best friends. We just really struck up a friendship. And Chantel, you probably remember, you know, that season of my life, you know, lots of conversations.
Yeah, before we got on today, she's like, this is a girl that really helped me when I was single. I was like, thank God. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean,
it's awesome to see you guys.
Yeah, he brought you in my path a lot of times where it was just a really pivotal moment. And just seeing godly women and girls that were my age that were already married and just hearing that journey of just like, okay, God's going to do this. Like, I just need to be patient. Because I was 33, you know, when I got married. So just a really beautiful transition of our hearts. Like, we ministered together for 5 years or so. And then, like, God just kind of changed our eyes, and we just started falling in love and got married in 2014, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then soon after, got pregnant, and it was kind of like, surprise, like, we weren't expecting it that quickly, but yeah. So we have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I wouldn't want it any other way. God kind of fast-tracked our little story, and it's just full on. It's crazy. It's wild. It's loud. It's beautiful. And yeah, there's a lot of like voice memos trying to write songs, and there's little guys yelling in the background.
And they travel with us everywhere. So anytime we go on tour, anywhere, we take them with us, which is awesome and crazy.
I've seen that. I've seen how you guys have just brought them on the journey. And, you know, to know that your story has probably really helped a lot of people, especially, you know, Carrie, just kind of just staying faithful and consistent in what God has called you to. And look what God's brought you, Prince Charming, and you've got your two gorgeous babies. And
I'm so thankful.
Thank you for sharing that.
Cody, we've both done very well, haven't we?
Yes, we have done well. We married up, and that's the best thing you could do.
Welcome to the Overachievers Club. Yes. It's a great club. I'm president.
Great, great, great.
You can be vice president right now.
I'm definitely president, right?
So just we want to talk about the blessing in a few moments, but just talk about how you've kind of, as a family, tried to navigate this season. I did a message in church last week called Collisions, and how easy it is to have collisions in this season. We're all kind of on top of each other, and, you know, how are you navigating that? Give us some insights and help us stay sane.
Maybe we should hear that message.
Yeah, I was like, can we get that message first, get some wisdom? I mean, you know, I think what's really amazing about this season is that for us, it's really helping us to refocus on what's really important in our lives. Mm-hmm. And actually all the things that we actually don't need to survive and to be happy. And you know, we live in such a materialistic culture, and this kind of, I feel like we were, our culture until now was kind of on this like speeding train going downhill.
Yeah.
And there's this massive like curse of comparison and social media. And, you know, you look at, you know, you just think that you need more to be happy. I need more, or whatever that is, you know, it's just, there's always something more. And I think this kind of helped us, at least for us, realize like, we don't need a whole lot of stuff to be happy. And as long as we're focused here in our home, our family, you know, like we've never taken walks around the neighborhood until now, you know,
right.
And like taking a walk around the neighborhood is like, oh, we love doing this. Why didn't we do this before?
Yeah.
We were so consumed with whatever else, you know? So I think it's actually as much as we do have cabin fever, and we're like, you know, we're constantly like around each other, and that can be annoying or sometimes or whatever, you just need your space.
I'm never annoying.
But
never. Such an angel.
Man, I think it, for us, it's really just helped us realize like we can just come to the table as a family.
Yeah.
And we can be together as a family, and we don't need a whole lot of stuff. And I hope that when we go back to normal or whatever, that I hope that it's actually not just the old way. I hope it's all the good things of the old way, but I actually hope that we implement the good things out of this too.
Yeah.
And that we carry some of the stuff with us, and we don't go back to that speeding train kind of way, you know?
Yeah, it's true. You know, even, you know, obviously being apart from our church family, who will be watching this as well, but you know, I think there's a verse in the Bible where it talks about not forsaking the gathering, not forsaking sort of that time where we can get together and really kind of worship the Lord. And I believe that when we come back together, it won't be forsaken. Like it won't be forsaken anymore, because in this moment, everyone wants to be with each other. And the value, like you said, of being together, sitting around a table, actually being honest and open about what life looks like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there'll be a real transparency taking place, especially within the body of Christ. And so it's so helpful what you say there. It's going to encourage a lot of people.
You know, I think the temptation, we were going into the temptation of isolation just with social media and, you know, not really value. I think we lost the value of just being face-to-face together.
Yeah.
In our culture, at least here in the States, we did, you know, like people were fine just to kind of be on social media and think they were connecting, but it was a fake connection.
Yeah.
And I think this is kind of resetting that realization of, oh, it's valuable to be together. You know, I think my face-to-face coffee meetings with people will mean more now. I think, I mean, we dream about the time we're back in church for the first time together. Like,
oh, I can't wait.
What that's going to feel like, you know, it's going to be amazing.
I think it's going to be lots of crying, just happy tears, you know, and I think sad tears, like just all the unknowns. But something I was going to say about this time is more than like a collision, maybe like with us, because we're together a lot. That's pretty normal for us. I think for me, like, there's just been this new thing of having to quiet the inner voices and the inner like attack and torment of the enemy, and having to really go after that in the spirit of silencing that fear, silencing anxiety. And I think, you know, going somewhere, going out to dinner and going to be with friends can sometimes mask the true thing that's going on deep in our souls. And so I think this time has been really confronting for myself and probably everybody, of just those quiet moments. And I've had so many beautiful conversations with the Lord of, I want you to heal this place in me. You know, I don't want to mask this and just fill this with other things and not actually deal with the deep rooted issue of fear and the deep rooted issue of panic and anxiety stuff that I personally have dealt with for a long time. And it's been really hard, but really incredible, you know, taking God at his word and not just saying I do that, but actually having to, because it's all I've got, you know. And I've had some really strong moments with the Lord that I'm going to look back and honestly be really grateful for this time. Yeah, which is going to be really good for everybody if you're doing that as well.
It's kind of like busyness can like put a band-aid on things, you know, that you don't have to deal with because you can escape and go. And this time is actually making everyone like deal with the roots, you know, the roots of your soul, whether or not you believe in Jesus. I mean, that's a thing. I think that's a thing that a lot of people are coming to terms with right now. And I think that we could see a massive harvest of people coming to know Jesus out of this time because they actually had to stop and deal with, where am I putting my hope in, you know? And Jesus is the only hope still standing at this point, you know, which is beautiful, I think.
So beautiful. I love the way that you guys shared that, you know, health, healing, wholeness is all part of God's plan for us. Like you said, whether we believe in him or not. And I believe it is a season for people to come to know Jesus in such a real way. And it'll be through us. Yeah. The real us will come out of that. And I believe that's going to be so strong. So thank you guys for sharing that. That's beautiful.
Kerry, obviously you just talked about, you know, the first time that we're in church. Well, one of the last times we were in church, and I know you guys were in church, this moment happened that none of us saw coming. I'm not sure if you saw it coming, but this song kind of emerged.
Oh my gosh.
And it's a song that, you know, I just looked at it this afternoon, nearly 10 million hits on YouTube. I know it's not all about that, but it just shows the stretch and the influence and the impact it's having.
Yeah.
Around the world. And we first heard it, someone said you need to check this out.
I can't remember when it was, but it was before all the lockdown was taking place, and it was like just this song that came out, someone shared it with us.
I said to Chantal, we're doing that song on Sunday, you'd only recorded it on the, and she was like, I'm not sure we can get around. I was like, we're just gonna do it.
That's what we said too. Like we were like, we should we release this? It's too soon, or we've got, like, we're just gonna do it. It feels like we should.
Well done.
And you guys know sometimes songs take a couple of Sundays to get in the room and then they take off. Well, this one just went boom, like
it
a rocket.
It was pure word, though. It was pure word, and I think that there was the power in it when it was just purely the word of God.
And then our city and our nation went into lockdown literally the day afterwards that song was released. Wow. And for us, that song has been just comfort, strength. Yeah. In fact, our children will not go to sleep
without it
being played. It's on repeat constantly.
Yeah, they both have their playlist in their room, and that is
on
the
repeat.
One song that's on repeat.
So just tell us about that moment. Tell us what happened. And, you know, I know it was written with Elevation and Pastor Stephen Furtick, which is incredible. Just tell us a little bit about it. I know a lot of people want to hear a little bit of background to that.
Yeah, it was a special day, to say the least. You know, a lot of times songwriting sessions are, I don't know, people kind of plan for like 5 or 6 hours and then, you know, go to dinner and be done, whatever. And that day it was dinner time. We'd been writing something else and it was time to demo it. And literally we're all standing at the microphones to demo this other song. And Pastor Stephen picks up the guitar while they're setting up the mics and just starts singing kind of this idea of the Aaronic blessing. And we all just stop, you know, and in a writing session, you're real quick to just grab your phone and grab your voice memo. Just, you don't want to miss stuff that could be something. And we just waited a few minutes, and like Pastor Stephen was like, should we write on this? And we were all like, yes, we should write on this. This feels really right. I mean, everything fell into place so quickly. The bridge came really fast. Cody ended up kind of getting the melody for the verse, which is, you know, and we just wanted to do straight from scripture. And then we all just started like yelling out promises of God that we've grown up believing. And, you know, he's in your coming and your going. Someone was like, in your weeping and rejoicing. And I was like, he is for you. Like all these, like, just kind of chants back and forth mm-hmm. that we were throwing around the room. And we were like, we've got to put all of this in the song. And it's just so powerful that the Lord knew the timing, you know, and that some things look like they happen overnight, but really in the core of it, in the backstory of it, you know, fighting against the enemy and believing these promises over our lives is something we've all been doing for a long time. So I think that's why everyone's really gravitating toward it, because they know these truths and they've heard these truths, but it's something we all want and need to declare over ourselves constantly, especially in a season of unknown and unprecedented times. So I too have sat in my baby's nursery and rocked my, you know, my little one to sleep and cried just singing this over him. And we have wept as we've heard covers and people all over the world, you know, in India and in Israel and places that are a bit even more fearful than this kind of pandemic. They live in constant war and isolation and things like that. So it's been really, really beautiful to be able to just watch and be a part of something God's doing. And that will never get old for me, whether I get to help write a song or just carry a song or lead people. It's just, what a great honor, you know. It's been beautiful.
And thank you guys for staying open to that, you know, like listening to what the Spirit is saying to you as individuals, but what he's saying to the wider body, you know, to the church. It will echo throughout eternity, I believe. This songs like this, Carrie and Cody, are going to echo throughout eternity. Mm-hmm. And you will never probably fully see or even grab hold of the amount of people that will be impacted through this beautiful song, through this beautiful scripture that has been going to be sung over generations. It's awesome. It's awesome. Thank you guys so much. Is there like a story, or maybe, I know you said about India and what, you know, people are writing song, doing the covers of the song, but is there like a story that has just kind of blown you away? Maybe someone shared something with you that it impacted a family or, you know, through this song?
Yeah, I'll share the one with the baby.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So literally the day that we went ahead and put it out, and even that was a miracle to say to everybody in our world, we've got to get this out. I know this is very different. I know usually you take months to, you know, strategize something, and that's beautiful, and it's really helpful for people to be, you know, prepared for something, but we got to get this out. And so they did it. Everybody jumped in and was like, let's do it. This feels right. It feels like the Lord. So the day it came out was a Friday. And that day, a family, their little girl, I can't remember the whole story. We're going to release the story at some point soon. But she ended up in the NICU in a coma on I guess it's a ventilator mm-hmm. that breathes for you. Mm-hmm. And not because of COVID-19, but just her body was shutting down for some reason that they were unaware, and for some reason they didn't know. And so she's in a coma state. She was 6 months old. And they were just weeping over her, like praying, asking God for a miracle in the NICU. And this song came out. So someone said, you need to play this. You just need to put this on your phone and just play this by her head, by her ear. So they have it playing. They have a video of this whole thing. They're playing the song. It's laying beside her body. And she's not moving. And you can just see the sweet mommy like grabbing her hand and just grabbing her foot and nothing happening. At the very end of the song, she twitched and her leg moved.
Oh, what?
And within days, she was awake again and breathing on her own. She's home now. She's perfectly fine. And, you know, it's not to this song's credit. It's to God's credit. But I think there's something so beautiful and so needed when we just open the Word of God and declare scripture and declare God's words over our lives. Mm-hmm. Something activates in our spirit, man. Something activates in our faith. So I've asked that family if they would put a video together and share the story, because I just felt like it was so
amazing. Wow.
So powerful. Mm-hmm. You know? That's probably my favorite one so far.
That's a good one.
I think one thing I'm loving seeing too is just these different churches coming together. Like I saw one from Pittsburgh, and it was worship leaders from all different. It was like 40 different churches in the Pittsburgh area, and they kind of did this Zoom style like collaboration thing, singing it, and a different worship leader from a different church sang each line, and they showed the name of the church. You know, when that person would come on and sing a line, they showed the name of the church. That brought me to tears, because I just saw like the church unifying together. And,
yes.
You know, it's so easy. It's been so easy sometimes to be tempted into church competition and comparison and all this stuff that we're not meant to do, you know. And I watched this, and I felt like the Holy Spirit just said, in this whole time right now, not through the song, but in this whole season, I'm unifying and I'm purifying the church. I'm helping everyone to realize that all the things that we get caught up in that don't matter are actually just they're falling away. We need each other. There's a desperate need for Jesus, and so we need to all lock arms together and show like the lost world the hope of Jesus, you know. And so it was beautiful just to see like different churches doing that, or different cities uniting together to sing this blessing over their cities and over their regions.
And that's actually happening in the UK with the blessing.
Yeah, Tim Hughes.
Tim Hughes is doing it.
Oh, that's right.
Amazing.
That's right.
Hillsong.
That's amazing.
And we've been invited Soul Church to do it as well. One of our team, Brittany's going to be singing. And that's so actually awesome. Being released on Sunday. So how cool is that? So we get to be a part of that. And we get to speak to you.
It's so good.
So I love the fact it's bringing, like, if we just think about what we've talked about, the song is bringing strength to people, it's bringing healing to people with that story, now it's bringing unity.
Yeah.
Just the amazing attributes of God that is coming through this one song.
But it's like you said, Cody, like, I've been thinking about that. It's, you know, so many people have been put off because they've either been to church or they've experienced a little bit of maybe the politics surrounding it. And I believe this is the time where the church will unite around what is right and what is good and what is pleasing to the Father. And in that way, that is how the lost will come to know Jesus, because it will be through the uniting, not around the cool fashions, not around the trends, but around Jesus.
The word says that God commands a blessing where there's unity, one. And he also says that the world will know Jesus by the way that we love each other. So it's like, we need to be in unity. We need to love each other. And I think that's where we'll see this massive like harvest of people come in, realizing that honestly, as devastating as this time is, the church is good. Like we've got this hope that can carry us through any storm. And I think that's like a shining light at this point right now. Like everyone else is freaking out. They don't know what's going to happen. And we're like, we don't know exactly what's going to happen in the small details of the story, but we do know the whole story. We do know the end of the story. We do know that we have hope, you know?
Yes.
And I think that's just going to be a magnet to people looking for a hope that perseveres and is able to carry you through anything. You know, and it's the hope that God is with us and God is for us. You know, that's the blessing of God that's wrapped up in a couple sentences. You know, he's with us and he's for us. So
I love that. You guys are such a power team. Oh, Carrie, yeah, he's a good one. He's a good one. That's awesome.
Listen, we know time's short. So do you guys want to just sort of bring it to a close? Do you want to just, is there anything you want to say over the UK? I know it's a special part of the world, and you guys love that Europe. Do you want to just, yeah, if you want to say anything, and then we would love to pray for you guys, and then yeah, we'll let you get back to your kiddies.
Amazing. We just love you guys. We love the UK.
Yeah, we do.
I love what the Lord is doing. And I know that these are unprecedented times, but God loves to work in impossible situations. Mm-hmm. I just love the fact that nothing shakes him, and his word says he's unchangeable and unshakable. So just keep holding on to who you know that he is. And if you don't know him, lean into him and ask him to reveal himself to you, especially in this time, to just spend some, you know, long periods of time getting to get in the word and really just let him just speak and reveal himself to you. So we love you guys. Can't wait to come.
Yes.
We'll just come hang out with you guys.
We'll hop on a plane as soon as we can.
As soon as we can.
It's an open invitation.
Everyone's going to be ready to get on the plane.
Oh, they are. It's like you go to see your parents, but they like surprise you instead. So you like
switch places.
Guys, thank you so much for your time. Honestly, I know you guys have full schedules, but we just really do value you. We value your time and value what you bring, you know, value what you bring to the church, value what you bring to the non-believer, you know, in hopes that they will find their purpose in Christ. And so thank you so much. Yes. And we'll pray a blessing over you
guys. We're going to pray a blessing over you guys. Come on, Chantal.
All right. Father, thank you for this incredible couple, God. Thank you for this incredible family, God. I thank you for the life of Carrie, God, and Cody, Father. Thank you for their gorgeous little boys, Canyon and Kingston, Father. I just pray,
yes,
Father, for a special blessing over them, God. I thank you, Father, as they continue, God, to prophetically move, God, and outwork, God, what you are saying to your church, Father, what you are saying to your people, Father. I pray that you would continue to whisper, God, even in the stillness of the night, Father. Whisper, God, whisper thoughts, God. Whisper, Father, beautiful melodies, God. Whisper the words, God, that people's lives can be changed and whole, God, and transformed, Father. God, I thank you, Father, that you are using this amazing couple, Father. Bless the Carnes family, God. I pray, God, that everywhere that they go, God, at the moment, they can't go anywhere, God, but wherever the airwaves, God, or whatever social media platforms they're on, Father, I pray that they would continue, God, to just see, God, your kingdom come, God, and your will be done, Father, on earth just as it is in heaven, God. Thank you for their lives, God. Thank you for the blessing that they are to so many people, God. Continue the amazing work that you have begun in their lives. We love them, and you love them most of all. Thank you for their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're so honored to have this time with you both. We love you, and you have an open invitation to come and see the Queen.
Carrie, you look so good. You look like 19, girl.
Thank you.
You look like 19. Who says you got a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old, and you are looking so good?
Girl, you know how hard it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bless you both. Have a great afternoon, evening. God bless.
Bye. See you.
Bye.
Wasn't that incredible? Wow. We are so blessed and honored. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Carrie and Cody, for taking time out to speak into our church and our family and really share the backstory of the blessing. And I know it's impacted our church and our family personally, but I know for millions and millions of people all over the world, that song is really just helping them and giving them strength to get through every day. So how honored are we to, you know, to share with those guys, really powerful, and to hear that story of a young child who, you know, all hope was gone, all hope was lost as that song began to play. The power of Jesus entered the room and a miracle took place. You know, that's what Jesus can do in a life. Maybe you've never experienced a relationship with him. God sent his one and only son. It says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but should have everlasting life. Jesus is a life giver. He brings life.
He wants you to experience that life. Just as that young child experienced life, you can experience newness of life today. I pray that you would take a moment right now and ask yourself, do I know Jesus? Do I know this life giver? Do I know this healer? Do I know this person who brings the blessed life? Because if you don't, this is your opportunity to connect with him. He loves you, friend. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. He also has an eternal destiny called heaven. You have to make that choice to follow him, by opening up your heart. So I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to pray really slowly, but you say, hey, I don't know the God that you've been talking about in that interview, but today I want to experience him for the first time. You can, by praying this simple but powerful prayer together. Dear Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that he loved me so much that he went to the cross. He died for me. He took my place. And 3 days later, he rose again. Today, I invite you to come and live inside of my heart. Give me a fresh start, a new beginning from today forward. Amen. Fantastic. Hey, have you said that prayer for the first time, or you've reconnected with God? Maybe you've been away for weeks, months, years, but you felt a reconnection in that prayer moment. Take a next step forward from here. As a church, we want to celebrate, but we also want to resource you with this. We want to point you to a Bible, and we can do that online. I'll encourage you to download the Bible app and take a moment each day to read the promises of God for your life. But also, one of our team want to reach back and help you, give you some instructions. So please let us know online, drop us a message, drop us an email, and we want to celebrate this moment. So I'm going to give you a virtual clap. There we go. Fantastic. Well done to everyone who's made that decision. Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.